Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We're getting an update from Angold Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAU and on the OTCQB market under the symbol AAUGF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Adrian Rothwell. Now, Adrian, we saw some drill results last week, announced May 25th, coming from the Dorado project. This is your flagship. It's in northern Chile. Five holes were released from this Lajitas area. The headline number got some attention for the markets, rightfully so, 248 meters of 0.75 grams per ton. This was a step-out hole about 80 meters away from this hole one that was intersected 302 meters at 0.71 grams per ton gold. Adrian, what's the key takeaway here from this headline number, the step out hole hitting this very impressive width?
Well, our program is really about expanding the existing resource on the deposit of about 450,000 ounces at half a gram per ton. And so this does two things. It steps out from that surface expression a little bit by about 80 meters. The existing resource area, if you would imagine it at depth, is a big blob. It's about 450 meters across. So we're extending this to the north and northwest of the existing resource by about 80 meters. It's looking at the depth potential as well of that deposit. But and the next round of results will speak to that as well, we hope. But really, we're focused on the near surface oxide at this point in the program. And, we know these deposits are quite deep. So for us right now, the challenge is expanding its surface. And that's what this hole does.
Now, just a further detail here. I know when we talked about that hole one, that 302 meters at 0.71 grams per ton gold, this was really a confirmation hole for you guys to make sure that the past work on this project by other companies, you were more validating it. But this hole, this 248 meters at 0.75 grams per ton, this is more exploration, right? This was a true step out.
That's right. I mean, the historic drilling in this area was quite shallow. It kind of scraped above where we hit, and we were moving to the north. Hole seven again, we'll move to the north again, and that one's the one with assays pending, and that'll look a little bit under this new resource area as well. Really, the things that were interesting for me in this. In this release was two other holes and the end of hole two as well. So the end of hole two really hit the western zone of our mineralization at 30 meters at 1.24 grams per ton. And what we were trying to do with holes five and six was to come in from the other direction, from the west, and look at this. And that, unfortunately, with those two holes, we lost the holes in swelling clays. And, we can go into that a little bit. But both of those holes ended on the western part of that mineralized zone. And so we're excited about that as well. We're excited to go back this year and continue drilling that part of the deposit. At this elevation, we're at about 14,000 feet, which is quite normal for the Maricunga. But the drill engines, motors have about a third of the power that they do at sea level. So when you hit swelling clays, they do have a little more trouble.
So from my understanding, and that was one thing that actually stood out to me, was that a couple of those holes lost, targets not tested, but you were hitting some mineralization. Does that mean in future programs you're going to be drilling here again, maybe just with different drillers or a different strategy to go after that target?
Correct. And, we have to, both of those holes ended in mineralization. Hole five is 12 meters at 0.6 grams per ton, right at the end of the hole. Hole six, same kind of thing. So we want to get down into that mineralized zone. Hole six in particular is a very large step out to the southwest. And that's where we believe it's open. That's where it goes towards our other target of Lajitas South. So that would be a quite a large step out of Lajitas.
What about some of these other targets? Another drilling then that is planned either in this current program or you're hoping to follow up on soon. Take us through what has you encouraged outside of just this Lajitas zone.
Yeah, so Lajitas South is about 1 kilometer south of Lajitas, so not far. And in the background, we've been doing a bunch of testing and geophysics. So we did some rock chips and a grid, talus finds, which would be soil anywhere else. There's no soil up here in the Maricunga. Some geophysics, some mag. We're running some IP right now. And we have some overlapping vectors that really, it's like a roadmap, and it's pointing us right in towards what we've interpreted as a gold porphyry center. And this is where we did get gold at surface, 0.63, 0.43, 0.4 grams per ton. This is lying right at surface, so great grades. And surrounding that, we see some epithermal style mineralization and indicators. So we've been targeting. This is a large area. This is we think this is bigger than Lajitas. It's about 2.2 kilometers across. And of course, we need to narrow that down with drilling. And that's going to be part of our drill program. In the North American fall, in the South American spring.
So what's coming up then for the company in terms of drill programs, and how many holes are you guys still planning here in the near term that are either in the labs or in the process of being drilled?
Yeah, so we drilled 9 holes and about 4,300 meters on this program. This was just a phase one program for us to take a look at what we've got. We kind of hit it at the end of the drill season too. Our listing, we've only been listed since January or December 31 of last year. So this year we've left the camp up at site. You can drive right to our camp. So we're going to be ready early in the following 2021-22 drill season to start drilling earlier. From this year's drill program, we've got 3 holes remaining in assay. We've demobilized the drills now. It's winter up there. We've demobilized the drills. We'll have some assay results in the next few weeks. And really on this project, we've got a lot of work, a lot of interpretation over the next 2 months or so. And really it's about starting up the drill program for September. So you'll be seeing some news from us on that. For the company, we have another flagship project in Nevada. We've been permitting a 10,000 meter program over a couple of phases, and we'll be drilling that in the coming month.
Okay. Well, Adrian, sounds like a lot of news still coming out of the company, and very interesting drill results here at this Dorado project. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll bring Adrian back on the back of some more news and keep everybody up to date. So, Adrian, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.